Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to do some breakbeat surgery and build a swingy Amen-style drum bus in Ableton Live 12. And if that sounds intense, good, because that's exactly the vibe we want. Controlled chaos, but still musical. The goal here is not just to loop an Amen break and call it a day. We're going to chop it, reshape it, and make it breathe inside a drum and bass groove. That means a little swing, a little rearranging, some ghost note movement, and a drum bus that glues everything together without killing the energy. This is a beginner lesson, so don't worry if you're not used to editing breaks yet. We're keeping this practical, stock only, and very usable for jungle, rollers, darker DNB, and anything with that aggressive break-driven feel. First, load an Amen-style break into Ableton. You can drag the sample straight onto an audio track, or drop it into Simpler if you want a more flexible editing workflow. If you want the easiest beginner path, use Simpler in slice mode. Ableton can slice the break automatically using transients, which is perfect if the sample already has clear kick and snare hits. If the break is clean and punchy, transient slicing is usually the way to go. If it's messier, or if you want more control, manually place your slices around the key hits, kick, snare, ghost notes, and any little fills you want to keep. The reason this matters is simple. In DNB, the break is not just a loop, it's source material. You want to be able to rearrange it so it locks with the bass line and supports the arrangement. If you prefer, you can also drag the break into a drum rack and let Live map the slices for you. That's a nice beginner move because every slice becomes its own pad, so you can play and rearrange the groove more freely. Now before we start moving notes around, let's talk about swing. DNB swing is usually subtle. We're not trying to make the beat sound sloppy. We want it to feel alive. Open the groove pool and audition some swing options, or manually nudge a few notes off the grid. A good starting point is a groove amount around 10 to 25%. That's enough to add movement without making the beat drag. Here's the important part. Keep the main kick and main snare mostly solid. Those are your pillars. The swing should live more in the ghost notes, hats, and lighter percussion slices. That contrast is what gives the break its bounce. If everything is late, the whole groove falls over. If only the small details are a little behind the grid, the break starts to breathe. Now let's build a 4-bar edit. Think of bar 1 as the core groove. Bar 2 repeats that feel, but maybe with one small change. Bar 3 brings a little extra pressure, maybe a ghost note or tiny fill. Bar 4 is where you create a turnaround, a pickup, or a little tension before the loop comes back around. You do not need to preserve the original Amen exactly. In fact, that's usually the wrong move for an edit like this. You want to keep the identity of the break, but reshape the phrase so it works in your track. Focus on the strongest hits first. Kick, snare, ghost notes, and a few top-end fragments. If the pattern feels too busy, strip it back until just the core groove works. Then add detail. If you're editing slices in MIDI, open the clip and start adjusting note placement. Keep the main snare close to the grid so it hits with authority. Place ghost notes slightly late, maybe around 10 to 25 milliseconds behind the beat feel. You can also push certain lead-in hits slightly early to create anticipation. That push-pull is a huge part of what makes breakbeat edits feel human. A good beginner trick is to add a quiet ghost snare just before the main backbeat in bar 2 or bar 4. That little setup hit can make the main snare feel stronger without needing to turn it up. You can also place a small hat slice a touch late to create drag, or use a short fill at the end of bar 4 to push into the next phrase. If you're working with audio instead of MIDI, use warp markers carefully. Keep the important transients locked, and move only the less important hits where needed. Don't overwarp the whole break unless you really need to. The point is to keep the character intact while making the rhythm fit your song. Now let's shape the sound. A simple drum bus chain works really well here. Start with EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, then utility. That gives you basic control, glue, a little density, and mono checking. With EQ8, cut unnecessary low end if the break has rumble you don't need. A high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is usually a good starting point. If the break sounds boxy, a small cut in the 200 to 400 Hz range can help. And if the snare needs a little more crack, you can try a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz, but don't overdo it. With drum bus, start lightly, drive around 5 to 15% is enough to add some attitude. You can bring the transients up a bit, but keep the boom low or off at first. We want punch and glue, not a huge low-end bump that gets in the way of the bass. Then add saturator with soft clip-on. A drive of about 2 to 6 dB can help the break feel denser and more finished. That's especially useful in darker, DNB where you want the drums to feel strong without sounding overly bright. Finish with utility, so you can keep the drum bus centered and check mono compatibility. That matters a lot in bass music. If the break falls apart in mono, it's going to be a problem later. If your break feels too weak compared to the bass line, you can layer a kick or snare on top of the main hits. Keep those layers simple and focused. A short, punchy kick, a crisp snare with a short decay, maybe a tiny rim or percussion layer if it actually adds something useful. If a layer doesn't clearly improve the groove, take it out. Less is often more here. Now let's talk about groove movement across the arrangement. A loop that just repeats forever will eventually sound flat, even if the rhythm is good. So once your 4-bar edit feels solid, add some subtle automation. You could automate drum bus drive up slightly at the end of an 8-bar phrase. You could dip an auto filter before a drop. You could add a little reverb send to a final ghost snare or fill hit. Even a tiny utility gain lift into a phrase change can help the section feel like it's opening up. A really effective DNB arrangement might look like this. A filtered break in the intro, then the full edit comes in during the build. Then the drop hits with the full groove, and finally bar 8 throws in a variation so the phrase doesn't feel copy-pasted. That's the difference between a loop and an arrangement. Now keep an ear on the low end. In drum and bass, the kick, bass, and break all have to work together. If the MN has too much low-end rumble, it can blur the sub. So listen in mono, use EQA to clean up the sub-rumble, and watch the low mid range too. If your bass line is already thick around 150 to 300 Hz, you may need to ease that area in the break a little. Also, remember that swing is relative. If your bass line is very straight, a slightly late break can feel heavy and driving. If your bass line already sits behind the beat, too much late timing can make the whole track feel sleepy. Always check the break with the bass playing. That's where the real groove decision happens. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overswing the break. Don't try to keep the amen pristine. Don't make every hit equally loud, and don't overprocess the drum bus on the first pass. The magic is in contrast. Big hits, small hits, space, movement. That's what makes the rhythm feel alive. And if you want a darker, heavier vibe, keep the ghost notes tucked low, use saturation before compression if the break feels weak, and check mono early. A little unevenness is good. A perfectly polished break can lose its bite. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Build a simple 4-bar amen edit using only Ableton stock tools. Slice the break. Make the core groove. Add subtle swing. Keep the main kick and snare strong, and put one variation in bar 4. Then loop it with a simple sub or res bass line and listen to whether the drums leave enough room. If it grooves quietly, it'll usually groove loudly too. So the big takeaway is this. Slice the amen into usable pieces. Keep the pillars strong. Swing the smaller hits. Glue it with a light drum bus, and make small changes every few bars so the arrangement moves. That's the core of Breakbeat Surgery in Ableton Live 12. If you can make one amen-style edit swing properly, you've already got a powerful DNB editing skill. And once you've got that, you can use it in rollers, jungle, darker modern bass music, and all kinds of aggressive break-driven production. Alright, let's jump in and make that break breathe.